Okay, Bezat Hashem. Boker Tov. Good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is Daf Kaf Aleph, Daf 21. We are at the top of the page on Daf 21, about 6-7 lines from the top of the page. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shalema of all the Cholim, Ubichlanam. דן בן אסתר יצחק בן אורלי יעקב אמר מלכה לישב בן נתר ים יפה יוסף בן דמר שם שם פן עינה יוסף בן יפה דניה מדינה סמך נמר נמרה כדנו על דיר מגן חמר סמנחם דביר ירם סמך נדיאן סמך נדבת תהי לבית בער מן ירם יצחק בן יפה ויגר דינה מדינה יצחק בן יפה נבדיל אני נשמע נמרחה בת אליהו דינה בת אהרון תמר מלכה בת אברהם משה בן יפה אני עושה בסך מאוד אם שם מאוד שם יעקב בן יצחק נשמע Okay, we are on the top of the page, Daf 21A. We're about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on the top of the page. V'yesh zechut tola shalosh shanim. We said there is a woman will sometimes receive a zechut, that her punishment delays, sometimes 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. So the Gemara says, we're now going to go on what is the zechut. What is the reason she has a zechut? So the Gemara says, Zechut Demai, what's the Zechut that she has? So, Ilema Zechut de Torah, maybe it's the Torah that she learns. But the Gemara says, Ha'ina Mitzuva Ve'osahi. A woman is not obligated to learn Torah. So how can you say that's the Zechut she has? She's not obligated. So the Gemara says, it's not the Zechut of Torah, it is Zechut de Mitzvah. It's a Zechut of Mitzvah. She does a Mitzvah, and so Hashem gives her a reward that her punishment will be delayed. So the Gemara says, "Zechut a mitzvah, mi magna kulehai." Does a zechut of a mitzvah protect somebody so much? How is that possible? V'atanya, we have a braita. It's zod darash Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosef. He was doresh this pasuk ki ner mitzvah v'torah or a candle is the mitzvah and the Torah is the light. So what does that mean? Tala hakatuv et mitzvah mener v'et haTorah v'or. The Torah, the pasuk is saying that a mitzvah is like a candle, and the Torah is like a light. Et ha-mitzvah b'ner. Why is the mitzvah like a candle? Lomar lecha, ma ner eina me'ira ela lefi sha'a. Just like a candle, it only lights temporarily. Right, candles go out eventually. Af mitzvah eina me'gina ela lefi sha'a. So too, a mitzvah only protects a person temporarily. Ve'et ha-torah be'or, and the Torah is like the light. Lomar lecha ma or meir leolam, just like the Torah lights for the light. You have a light; it lights forever. It's a permanent light. Af Torah megina leolam. So too, Torah is what protects a person forever. The Torah that we're learning, every second of Torah that we're learning, it protects you. Leolam lalmi almaya. VeOmer, and it says in the pasuk, bitlachecha tanache otaf. So what does pasuk mean? Bitlachecha tanache otaf. It'll guide you. It's talking about the Torah. Ze olam hazeh. That's this world. And when you lie down to protect you, zomita, that is when the person passes away. When he wakes up, that's la'atid lavo, in the world, in the future, in the world to come, when we will be resurrected from the dead. The Torah protects us throughout the whole process. So the Gemara says this is like a mashal. It's a beautiful parable. Mashal le'adam shaya me'alech b'ishon layla v'afila. It's like a parable of a person who is walking in the middle of the darkness. By the way, today's daf is not like a regular daf. It's like a very, very agadita, very story daf. It's a beautiful, beautiful, easy daf. Okay, so it's like a person who is walking in the darkness. So it says, "Umitireh mina kotzim mina pechatim." He's afraid of the thorns and the holes. Mina barkanim, other types of thorns. Mechaya ra'al mina listin, dangerous animals, and from robbers. He's afraid of all of these things. He doesn't know which path to walk on, which path he's walking on. Okay? Nizdamna lo avukah shel ur. He finally got a candle, he found light. So he found some candle. Nitzal mina kotim and pachatim and barkanim. He got saved from the thorns and from the ditches. Vadain mitera michaya ra'am min alistin. And he's still afraid what it's going to be with the animals and with the robbers. Ve'enu yodea be'ezah derech me'alech. He doesn't know which path to take. Kivan sha'ala amud ha-shachar. Once it became daytime, nitzal michaya ra'am min alistin. He got saved from the animals and from the robbers. Vadain enu yodea be'ezah derech me'alech. But he still doesn't know which path to take. Higia le parasha derachim. Once he reached this intersection, nitzal mikulam. So then he got saved completely. So what's the nimshal? The nimshal is the candle was like the mitzvah. It protects him from certain things, but not everything. The Torah is like the light, right? The learning of Torah is like the light that came out that saved him from everything, but he still was lost. And finally, once he got to this intersection and it cleared his path for where he's supposed to go, that made it clear. What is that referring to? Rashi says, "Higia leyom mita velo pirash min haTorah yom mita." If a person doesn't leave the Torah, he holds on to Torah his whole life until the day of his death. That type of person, atid lavo, when he's confused his whole life, you don't know what derech to take. It's gonna be very clear to you that you made the right decision if you're connected to Torah your whole life.
That's the
when you reached the intersection, you understood which path to take, right? Okay. Davar acher, another thing, avera mechaba mitzvah ve'en avera mechaba Torah. A sin can cover up, can cancel out a mitzvah, but a sin cannot cancel out Torah. When a person learns Torah, his Torah is stuck with you forever. You have olam haba automatic. So he says, "Shneimar ma'im rabim lo yichlu lechabot et ahava." I think there's a song behind this. That lots of water cannot put out the ahava, which is the Torah, the love. It says, "Amar Rav Yosef mitzvah beidna asik ba magna umatzla." When a person is involving himself in a mitzvah, it is protecting him and saving him. Protects him from any suffering and saves him, Rashi says, from the yetzer hara. Beidna de lo asik ba. Whenever he's not involved in the mitzvah, aguni magna atzulei lo matzla, it protects him from any punishment, any suffering, but it doesn't save him from the yetzer hara. He's not doing a mitzvah. Torah, but when he's learning Torah, ben beidna de asikba, ben beidna de lo asikba, whether he's learning Torah or not, v'yaz Torah magna umatzla, it protects him from suffering and it saves him from the yetzer hara. So the Gemara says matkif la rava, he has a contradiction. Ela me'ata, if that's the case. Doeg and Achitofel, Milo Aske v'Torah, did they not learn Torah? They learned Torah. So why did they get punished? So the Gemara says, Amai lo hegena alai. Why did they get punished? Why didn't it protect them? Ela amarava Torah, be'idna da'asikba magna umatzla. No, let's rephrase. When a person's learning Torah, it protects him from suffering, and it saves him from yetzarah. Okay, but in the law asikba, when you're not learning Torah, aguine magna atzulei lamatzla, it protects you from suffering, but it doesn't save you from the yetzera. For a person to be saved from the yetzera, he needs to be learning Torah. Mitzvah, when a person does a mitzvah, bein beidna da asikba, or bein beidna de lo asikba, whether he's doing the mitzvah or not, aguine magna atzulei lamatzla, it protects him from suffering, but it doesn't save him from the yetzera. So this is the idea. Torah depends if you're doing it or not. Mitzvah, person has a mitzvah, then he's protected but not saved. I always had this question. What do you mean mitzvah ben be'idna de lo asikba? If he's not doing the mitzvah, why is it protecting him? Right? It says whether he's performing the mitzvah or he's not performing the mitzvah, then he's protected but he's not saved. Why is he protected? He's not doing anything. He's not doing a mitzvah. So I'm sure there's an interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim. I don't know the answer, but it's a good question. Ravina Amar, Ravina says, Le'olam zechud de Torah. Really, it's a zechud of Torah that the woman gets the later punishment. Utka'amart, eina mitzuva ve'osa. And even though you said, hey, a woman's not obligated to learn Torah, so why would a woman receive reward if she's not obligated? So the Gemara says, Nehi de pakude lo mipakta. Yes, women aren't obligated, but you know what reward they receive? That they send their children to yeshiva to learn mikra, mishnah, and they allow their husbands to go and learn in the Beit Midrash, come and learn daf yomi in the morning, the women allow us to come and learn daf yomi, and they wait for us until you get back home, so therefore they receive reward. Do they not split the reward with us? Of course they split the reward with us. So half of the reward for our learning goes to them, and that's the zechut that protects them. Then we said, Parashat Derachim, right? In the Mashal, we said they got to this intersection. So my Parashat Derachim, what is this intersection? Amar Rav Chisda, Zeh Tamil Chacham, V'yom Mita. It's a Tamil Chacham who has reached the day of death, and he has not left the Torah. He's kept the Torah with him. That is Parashat Derachim. So the Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, Ze Tamil Chacham ve'Yirat Chet. He says, no, it's a Tamil Chacham with fear of sin. Mor Zutra Amar, Ze Tamil Chacham the Salka Leishmata Liba de Ilchada. He says, no, it's a Tamin Chacham who has, what he says arrives to be the halacha, meaning everyone accepts what his word is as the halacha. That's a Tamin Chacham that is like, in the parable, we said it's like when you reach the intersection, you knew exactly where he was going. Davar Acher, we said also, Avera Mechaba Mitzvah, Veina Avera Mechaba Torah, that a sin can cut off and cancel out a mitzvah, but not Torah. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Darshei Rabbi Menachem Bar Yossi, Lehaikra, Ki Sinai. He was Doresh this Pasuk like on Har Sinai. V'ilmaleh Darshua Doeg V'achitofel Achi, and if only Doeg and Achitofel were Doresh this Pasuk like this, Lo Ratfu Batar David, they would not have run after David. Dichtiva, as the Pasuk says, Le'mor Elohim Azzavo. This is referring to when David left Hashem. Hashem left David for being with Bathsheba. Right? So the Gemara says, My Darush, what Darasha did they make? Velo Yirevichar Erva Davar. He cannot have see something Erva. And they understood that David made a mistake. Ve'en Einan Yodin Sha'avira Mechaba Mitzvah. Ve'en Avira Mechaba Torah. They didn't know that, yeah, a sin covers up a mitzvah. But a sin doesn't cover up Torah. David had Torah. So you cannot take away all of his zechuyot, and Hashem is still there with him. And the pasuk says, "Boz yavuzulo." So my boz yavuzulo. What does pasuk mean? So the Gemara says, "Amar ula lo kishimon achi Azaria lo kerbi Yochanan devei Nesia ela kehilel v'shevna." It's referring to the story of Hillel and Shevna. The chiyat of Ravdimi, when Ravdimi came, Hillel v'Shevna achehavu. They were brothers, Hillel and Shevna. Hillel asak b'Torah. Hillel learned Torah. Shevna avad iska, and Shevna worked. So Hillel, with poverty, he was learning Torah, and Shevna sat and became wealthy. Lesof amarle tana rov levili flog. At the end, what did Shevna tell him? Shevna said, "Okay, you know what? I've been wealthy for some time now. You've been learning Torah for some time. Let's split it. Let's cut it 50-50. What happens? Yatzav bat kol ve'amra. The heavenly voice came out and said, "Imiten ish et kol hon beto boz yavuzulo." Even if you give him all the money in the world, what a baba, get out of my face. You can't split it after the fact. You want to do Issachar Zvulun and split it, and you get 50, I get 50. You give me half of your money, and I'll give you half of the learning I'm going to do in the future. Not half of my learning from the past. You can't come to me afterwards. You see, this is a very important rule in Issachar Zvulun. Issachar Zvulun only works, there's different opinions, but this, according to this Gemara, it sounds like it works if you do from the beginning. I say to you, I'll give you 50% of my money, you give me 50% of your learning, we split it moving forward, not going back. Okay, that's the idea here. Flipping the Amud. We said in the Mishnah, that a person has to teach his daughter Torah. If you teach your daughter Torah, it's teaching her stupidity. Really? Is that what it is? No, it's like stupidity. Why? Because you're teaching her that she understands how to do this trick. Here, Rashi says, "Shemitocha hi mevina armumit." She learned how to be sneaky. Ve'osad dvareh behetzna, and she's going to do all of her things in private, in secret. She can, if she learns all the tricks of sota, she could be able to get away with things. And so, therefore, it's not good to teach her all the ins and outs. Amar Rabbi Abba, my Tamad Rabbi Eliezer, why does he say this? Dichtiv, ani chokma, shachanti orma. I am the Torah, I'm the wisdom. Shachanti orma, you sleep with the armumit. It's like sneakiness. Kivan shich nechnasa chokma ba adam, nechnasa imo armumit. When a person receives some chokma, they receive this wisdom, sometimes they get this sneaky intellect that causes them to do sneaky things as well. Verabanan, hi, my ani chokma, my avdilei. What does the Rabbanan say about this pasuk? So mi baylech the Rosi Rabbi Chanina. He learns it out for Rabbi Yossi's opinion. The Amar Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, ain divrei Torah mitkaimin elav misha ma'amid atzmo arum alehen. That the Torah can only be fulfilled for somebody who holds himself arum, like naked on the Torah. What does that mean? Rashi says shepiresh mikol asakim. He pulls himself out from all other things that are distracting him. For a person's Torah really to take an effect, you need to put all distractions away and focus on just the Torah. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Ain divrei." Shneimar ani chokma shachanti orma. He learns from that pasuk. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, "Ain divrei Torah mitkaimin el mesim atzmo kemisha eno." Rabbi Yochanan says, "No, the Torah only fulfilled by somebody who makes himself as if he is nothing. You If you make yourself into nothing, you can fulfill the Torah, because now you become an empty kli to uphold the Torah. Shneimar v'chokma me'ayin timatzeh. The chokma will be found from nothing. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rotza Isha, we said that a woman prefers to have less, but be with the husband, than have more and be separated. So the Gemara explains, Maika Amar, what did he mean? Hachik Amar, this is what he meant. Rotza Isha bekav vetiflut imo. A woman would prefer to have a small amount of money, but be together with her husband. Umitesha kabinum prishud, rather than having a lot of money, but being separated from her husband. Right, it's the concept of, do you rather the husband travel the whole life and bring you a lot of money, or not travel and be home but be together? So you ask most women, the Gemara is saying most women will say be home. Hu haya omer chasid shote. Okay, now we talked about these few different types of people. So hechi dame chasid shote. What is a chasid shote? A pious idiot, a stupid pious person. So kegon deka tava iteta ben nahara. You have a woman that's drowning in the water. Ve'amar lav orach ara listakule ba ve'atzula. He says, ah, it's not proper for me to look at a woman in the water. I'm not going to save her. Tipesh ata. You can't do that. It's right. There's no such thing as shomer negia when it comes to hatzala. Right? Go ask a hatzala member. Are you shomer negia? So yeah, but when it comes to saving a woman's life, I'm not shomer negia. I'm saving her life. You have to save a person's life. Hatzala nefashot. The Tosfot over here brings a case also from the Yerushalmi. Because let's say you see a baby that's drowning in the water and you're wearing tefillin. An idiot, a pious idiot, would say, ah, I'll save him when I take my tefillin off. I don't want to ruin the tefillin. What to ruin the tefillin? The child's in the water. You jump in the water. Right? That's the Tosfot. So the Gemara then says, Hechi damei rasha arum. What is considered a rasha arum? A naked rasha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ze mat'im devarav ledayan kodem sheyavo baldin chavero. That's somebody who explains to the judge his reasoning before the other baldin, is the guy he's going against, before he comes into the court. So he's explaining his reasoning first. That's like very bad. Rabbi Abao Omer, Zenoten dinar la ani lashlim lo 200 zuz. He says, no, this is like giving one dinar to a poor person to give him that 200 zuz. 200 zuz in that time was considered that he's not poor anymore. If he had 199, he was poor. So instead of giving him a lot of money, you give him one zuz, okay, now you're not poor anymore. You make him have 200, that's very bad. Ditnan, the Mishnah says, Mi sheyesh lo 200 zuz, if somebody has 200 zuz, lo yitol leket shechecha upe'o ma'asarani, he shouldn't take the gleanings, the leket that fall, shechecha, those that were forgotten, the produce that was forgotten, upe'a, the corner of the field left for the ani, and ma'asarani, which is the third and the sixth year that were left for the poor person, he shouldn't take any of that. Hayalo 200 chaser dinar, if he had 199, even if he's receiving 1,000, he's allowed to take in one shot, because right now he's poor. If he's poor right now, you can take money. Once he reaches 200, he's not allowed. I guess in today's generation, that wouldn't be, I mean, this isn't poverty. I think poverty is a different state. It depends on each and every generation and where a person's lifestyle is at. But anyway, this was in the times of the Gemara. Rabbi Asya Mar Rabbi Yochanan, Zeh Masi Etza Limkor Menechasim Mu'atin. He says, no, this is a person who gives advice to a child, orphans, to sell their little property. What does that mean? So the way this works in Baba Batra, the Gemara explains, if let's say somebody dies and he has sons and daughters, if there's a lot of property, so the sons inherit and the daughters get supported. If there's a very little amount of property, it all goes to the daughters. So the sons, what they could do is they can come and say, you know what, if the daughters are going to get all the property, they go quickly and they sell it, and what was sold is sold. You can't go back on it. So that's a sneaky thing to do. They're supposed to go to the daughters. So if they do that, that's like taking this guy's advice. The Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yetomim shekadmu machru menechasim mu'atin, mashem machru machru. If let's say these orphans went and quickly sold what they received, it wasn't really supposed to be theirs, it was supposed to be for the daughters. What is sold, and they get the money, but it's not through a proper way. Abai says, Zem masi etzalim kor menechasim kerashbag. He says, no, it's like someone who gives advice to someone to sell their properties, like the opinion of Rashbag. What did Rashbag say? The Tanya, the writer says, Nechasai lecha ve'acharecha leploni. If I say, my property should go to you, and after you, it should go to this person, and after that, it goes on and on. He says, V'yarad harishon. He says, I'm going to give it to you, and you give it to that person. He says, and then you, what did you do? V'yarad harishon u'machar ve'achal. You went, and you sold it, and you ate the profits. So what happens? Hasheni motzi miyad alakochot. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, the second person, it was contingent that it goes to him, he can go and take it away from the buyers. Okay? Rashbag says, "Ein l'sheni ela masu shi'a rishon." The second person does not get anything, he only gets what was left over from the first person. So this guy, this wicked guy, would give you advice, go and sell it quickly, because the second guy won't be able to take anything from you. And you eat the profits. Rav Yosef Bar Chama Amar Rav Sheshet, "Zeh machira acherim b'orchotav." No, he says this is a rasha, a wicked person, who teaches other people to come on his wicked path. This is a rasha arum. Rabbi Zrika Amar Rav Huna, "Zeh mekel la'atzmo machmir la'acherim." This is very bad. If somebody is lenient for himself, but he's strict for others. He says, for you it's asur, for me it's mutar. No, you can't do that. There's one deen. Or you want to be stricter on yourself, fine, but you can't be strict on others and lenient on yourself. Ula says, he finishes and says, it's somebody who learned Mikra, he learned Mishnah, but he never spent time learning the understanding of the Gemara, learning the depth behind everything amongst Talmidei Chachamim, and he never spent time amongst Talmidei Chachamim, so therefore that type of person is a Rasha Arum, because he can learn things very incorrectly. If you just learn things on your own your whole life, and you never learn with Talmidei Chachamim, you can learn things incorrectly, and so therefore that could be dangerous. Okay, we'll stop there for today. A quick 1 minute recap. We started by talking about what is the zechut of a woman. We started by saying that really it's probably zechut the Torah. Then we said, no, it's probably zechut the mitzvah. We had a machloki. We said, no, maybe it is zechut the Torah that they send their husbands and their children to go learn Torah. They receive half the reward. Then we said that a avera, a sin, can erase a mitzvah, but it cannot erase Torah. Torah is la'alam l'me'al maya. Then as we flipped the amud, we got to this concept of, should you teach your daughter Torah? So one opinion said yes, one opinion says no, because you're going to teach her to learn the intricacies of how to cheat. And then we got to the different talks about in the Mishnah, what is a chasid shote? He sees a woman drowning, doesn't save her. Rasha Arum, we had many different perushim of a type of person that it seems like he's a tzaddik, but he's really just a sneaky guy giving someone bad advice or doing something wrong or being lenient for himself, strict for others, and that could lead to very bad things. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Amen. Amen.